I'm in a house in the Mid-Valley, overlooking a manicured golf course. It's between Glenwood Springs and Carbondale, and my host is very friendly. Her name is Naomi, but I can't tell you much else.
We're just sitting in our home, or the place that we rent, in our dining area.
And her son is watching TV in the background. Naomi is hesitant to share more personal details because she wants to talk about her rental situation, but she doesn't want to make anyone mad.
Well, we're just looking for another place to live because we just don't want to pay the extra money jump in rental.
Meaning the monthly rent price she and her husband are paying for their home. When the landlord got in touch about renewing their lease, there was a big increase.
When he offered, it was $600 more on top of what we're paying.
As in $600 a month more in rent on top of the more than $2,000 they're already paying.
Not that we don't feel that it's not worth it, but it's just putting more than half of your income into housing is just kind of ridiculous. So we're just opting to go lower, try and find something, you know, just affordable.
Naomi and her family are caught in the middle of the increasing housing shortage in the Roaring Fork Valley, which is especially tight in the Carbondale area. We'll get to why there's fewer options in a minute. First, landlords are capitalizing on having the upper hand, like raising rents by hundreds of dollars a month, and they're getting more picky when choosing a tenant.
Now, when you go look at a place, you have to fill out background check information, credit report check information.
Cynthia Wheeler lives in Newcastle with her family and started the Roaring Fork Rentals and Roommates Facebook page.
You have to give multiple references. If you have a pet, they want pet references. They want shot records for your pet. I mean, it's insane the amount of things that they want.
Wheeler herself is looking for a new place for next year, and she's actually pretty upbeat about the rental market. But she's really noticed a drop in places that take a furry friend.
I feel that people kind of get into a situation and they get really comfortable. Their family starts growing, and the ideal family always includes a pet somehow. And more people who own homes that rent are not wanting to put up with the damages that pets cause.
And there's more unsettling examples of choosy landlords, including single parents getting shut out. Several participants on Wheeler's page say they've had a tough time finding a place for a couple, even with a great track record.
I know of a young lady whose rent went up $100 a month over here in Arbor Park.
Matt Harrington handles real estate and property management at Sotheby's in Basalt.
And she called me. She said, Matt, I'm leaving and I have a dog. And I said, don't leave. Stay where you are. I think she was paying $23. It went up to $2,400 a month. Will she heed my advice? I don't know. I wish her well.
Harrington and other rental matchmakers confirm prices are going up because landlords want to take advantage of the market.
I'm sorry to say, yeah, to an extent. Something we were renting last year for $1,500, this year will be $1,800 or $1,900.
If the would-be tenant seem like a perfect match, he'll advocate for dropping the price. But he points out many homeowners are now only breaking even after paying more in their mortgage payments than they could charge for rent during the recession. As for why there's fewer rentals out there, even in the last year, Harrington has a long list of reasons.
Our local economy is booming sales in residential and commercial, which is creating jobs. So we're seeing a lot of people coming from out of the area relocating here for work opportunity.
Plus, people with good rentals are staying put, so there's less turnover.
Last year was about the first year that we were running out of inventory.
Sherry Nova also handles property management and real estate. She's at the Coldwell Banker Mason Morse office in Carbondale.
I've had two or three owners in the last year either move back or have one of their family members move into one of their smaller places.
Then there's more people relocating from out of state and the trickle-down effect from rising home prices.
At the end of last year, a lot of my owners that were sort of my accidental landlords started putting their places on the marketing and finally, you know, being able to cash out and move on.
It's possible some of the Airbnb postings in the valley as part of the home sharing service are also former rentals. Carbondale has developed a reputation for being an outdoorsy, cool place, recently highlighted by Men's Health. Glenwood Springs is in the running now for Outside Magazine's Top Towns. One of the would-be renters posting on the Rentals and Roommates Facebook page is Holly Gosha. She lives in Tennessee and is searching hard for a place for her family.
My husband got a job with the Roaring Fork School District in Glenwood Springs. We are thrilled. We can't wait to come.
Her hubby starts mid-June, so it's coming down to the wire.
We have 3 young children and also 2 dogs and a cat. So it's just been really hard. You know, every time a home comes up for rent, it seems like it's gone. And usually they won't ever allow animals anyway.
Like Cynthia Wheeler, Gosha is also trying to stay upbeat. She appreciates how many people in the valley, including the school district, have tried to drum up leads.
But it was definitely daunting to wonder where we were going to stay with our 3 children. You know, we joked about staying in a tent long term. But then as it got closer, we thought, oh boy, maybe that's really what we'll be doing.
More people are coming now for jobs, you know, which is kind of sad because they don't really realize probably what it's really like here.
At her Mid-Valley house, Naomi has decided her family will probably have to move to Newcastle. And they're thinking about eventually buying a place instead. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.